Good evening, everybody. Just a reminder that this evening there will be a shiur at 8:45 by Rabbi Monty Neuberger, a very close yidid and chaver of mine, who is now taking over the position as assistant rabbi here. Yes, it's almost like Moshe Rabbeinu Yehoshua ben Nun. This is the handoff. So I'm giving the shiur now. He's giving the shiur this afternoon. I'm sure everyone will enjoy. So please make it your best of efforts to be here at 8:45 for the shiur. So we're approaching the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which, as we know, is the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah. So let's talk a little bit about the importance of having a Simchas HaTorah, of enjoying our learning and our studying of Torah, and how much that is supposed to affect everything that we do with regard to our learning. So we have, number one, a Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Very famous Machlokas that the Gemara has in Psachim Adaf Samaches, where the Gemara says, how is one supposed to optimally be Mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, either you're supposed to do, Rabbi Elazar says, a person can either eat all day and enjoy and fress and have a great time and sleep and enjoy himself, or Yoshev Ishono, or you can sit in shul and learn and daven the whole day long. That's the two options, either or. However, Yeshua says, no, we're going to make a compromise shita. We're going to say Chetzi Lachem, Chetzi Lashem. You're supposed to do half the day learning and davening, and the rest of the day you should sit and enjoy yourself. The rest of the day you should have all of your Yom Tov meals, and you should take a nap, and you should enjoy your Yom Tov. So just parenthetically, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, what's the crux of the machlokas here of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether you should spend the whole day eating, the whole day learning, or if you should do Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is really a much more far-reaching machlokas. And what is that? Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, the machlokas here is, the crux of the issue is, when you have two psukim, and one pasuk indicates one thing, and one pasuk indicates something else, how do you reconcile them? You don't have a kasav ashlishi l'hachriya b'neim. You don't have a third pasuk that's going to explain what is the right way to act. So over here, we have one pasuk that says he's supposed to be l'ashem, another pasuk that says he's supposed to be l'achem. So you don't know what you're supposed to do. How do we reconcile the contradiction? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, there's a fundamental machlokas here, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. What do you do in such a case? Do you choose pasuk A or do you choose pasuk B? Or Rabbi Yeshua says you try to make a compromise. Rabbi Yeshua says chalkeu chetzi l'ashem chetzi l'achem. Similarly, he explains this is the pshat the Gemara has in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hey, a machlokas of Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. What is a person supposed to do? It says v'yigisabel yom v'layla, you should learn all day. However, it says v'asafta deganecha, you have to make a parnasa. So what are you supposed to do? If I'm making a parnasa, I can't learn all day. If I'm learning all day, I can't make a parnasa. So that's the Gemara has a machlokas. What do you do? So one Tana says a person, no, you got to choose. You got to learn all day, and that's it. The other one says, no, you should figure out how to make a parnasa, and you learn a little bit between mincha ma'ariv. You don't walk out in the middle of the shir. You make sure that you stay. So this is the machlokas. So what's the machlokas? It says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the machlokas is the same machlokas. We have two psukim, and we don't know how to reconcile the pshat. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to learn all day or work all day? So either option one is that you take one pasuk wholeheartedly, and you say, either we're going to learn all day, we're going to work all day, and that's it, black and white. Or the other opinion is, when you have two psukim and you're not sure what to do, you compromise. So you figure out, how are we going to learn a little bit, how are we going to work a little bit, and that's the way that we're going to reconcile the disagreement. So this is a machlokas, how is one supposed to have Simchas Yom Tov? Either l'Hashem or l'Achem. And in fact, Rov HaRishon and Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that on Yom Tov a person is supposed to do Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Achem. A person is supposed to make the compromise Shita and do half and half. However, the Baal HaMa writes in Psachim that there were those Rishonim who Paskin like Rabbi Elazar, that a person should do either Kula L'Achem or Kula L'Hashem. And this is a Pella. How do you understand Rabbi Elazar's Shita? Don't we know we have a mitzvah of a Samachta B'Chagecha? You have to enjoy the Yom Tov. So some people enjoy learning, some people enjoy a geshmak hashir, but let's say you're in a shul where the rabbi doesn't give a geshmak hashir, so what do you do then? It's not an enjoyable yom tov, so what do you do? How do you makayim v'samachta b'chagecha? So explains the marsha, what? Ein simcha lebasar v'yayin, that's the kasha frek the marsha. If the gemara says in psachim da kuf tes, ein simcha lebasar v'yayin, so how does Rabbi Elazar say over here that you can have a simchas yom tov just kula l'ashem, enjoying the whole day learning Torah and davening, how is it possible? Explains the marsha. As we know, the Torah says, "Pkudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev." The reason we're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av is because Torah is supposed to be Mesamechas. It's supposed to make us excited. Therefore, you want to say V'Samachta B'Chagecha. You know what the best way to be Mesamech yourself on Yom Tov Zok Demarsha? Rabbi Elazar tells us the best way to be Mesamech yourself is "Pkudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev." That's the best way of having Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara says, "Ein Simcha L'Bavaser V'Yayin." No, says the Marsha, that just means if a person is choosing the option of eating instead of learning, so then the best way to eat is to have basar v'yayin, you have to have the fanciest foods. But if a person is going to choose the option of learning, obviously he's mekayim behidur rav, the din of Simchas Yom Tov, because as we know, Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev, there's an unbelievable Kli Yakar, where the Kli Yakar writes In the parashas where we have the story of Yaakov and Esav, so we know that they got in a big fight, and Yaakov Avinu steals the brachos, and Esav says, "I want to kill him." So the simple pshat is, I don't want to do it while my father's alive. He's going to have so much hagbas nefesh when he sees that I'm killing my brother Yaakov. So you know what? I'll wait till my father dies, and then I'll take care of Yaakov Avinu. I'll bump him off. However, the Kli Yoker says a maru de kipshat, not like the way we normally learn. Says the Kli Yoker as follows: Yikruvi may eva lavi vahagas Yaakov achi. You want to know what it means? Tala hadavar bi may eva. What does it mean? Yitzchak Avinu is going to die, and what happens when Yitzchak Avinu dies? Lefisha avil aser glasak petor. We have a Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos that says that the Malach HaMavis wanted to kill David HaMelech. He wasn't able to. Why? Because the Torah was able to be megan on him. The Torah was able to save him, and the Malach HaMavis couldn't get involved. Kol zman that David HaMelech was learning, the Torah was megan on him. So over here, Esav HaRasha is a big chacham. He says, you know what? Yikruvi Yimei Avalavi, I'm going to wait till my father dies, and then both I and Yaakov Avinu are going to be sitting Shiva, and an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah. Then I'm going to get him, because then the Torah is not going to watch over him, and that's when I'm going to be able to kill him. To kill him now, I won't be able to. I won't be successful, because the Torah is going to watch over him. So Esav HaRasha was such a lamb that he says, I'm going to wait. So listen to this. The Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, says a very nice Kli Yoker, but he says, not so simple. Because we know in Shulchan Aruch, we Paskin, in Yerodeyasim, and Shin Pei Dalid, that Avil Aser B'Talmud Torah, however, is an Avil allowed to sit there and learn Dvarim Harayim? Of course, an Avil is allowed to sit there and learn Eov, he's allowed to learn all the Hilchos Avelos. And Abba's allowed to go steiging away. So what do you think? Yaakov Avinu sitting Shiva. What do you think what the Shiva house was like when Yaakov Avinu was sitting Shiva? You think he's just sitting there telling jokes and stories about his father? No! Yaakov Avinu is sitting there and he's learning about Hilchos Avelos, and he's learning Eov B'Eon, and he's doing all the Hilchos Avelos that he could possibly learn. So what does it mean over here? Esav HaRasha comes up with a reason, says the Kli Yoker. Yikruv Yimeiv Alavi, I'm going to wait to kill my brother because then he won't be learning Torah, and now I'm going to be able to kill him. What do you mean? Of course he's going to be learning Torah, even during Avelos, and Abba's allowed to learn the Dvarim Harayim. So Esav should have known that Yaakov Avinu is also going to be learning, just like he would learn during the year, just he's going to choose different things to learn. Zok the Beis Yisrael Amar de Kipshat. Beis Yisrael says, you know what the difference is? Because that learning during Shiva is not going to be Talmud Torah B'Simcha. Even if an Avil is going to sit there and learn Dvarim HaRayim, he's going to learn all the Hilchos Avelos, but he's not going to be excited, he's not going to be learning B'Simcha. Zok the Beis Yisrael, when you don't learn Torah B'Simcha, that is not a complete Talmud Torah, and that will not save you. And that's what Esav HaRasha was understanding here. Yikruv Yimeiv Alavi, I'm going to wait till my father dies in Yaakov Avinu. Even if he's going to be learning Torah, he won't be learning it B'Simcha. And if an Avil doesn't learn Torah B'Simcha, it's not able to save him. Because that is so intrinsically important to the whole idea of Talmud Torah, that a person has to do it B'Simcha. It's an incomplete Kiyama Mitzvah. We find by other mitzvahs, he's supposed to have Simcha when you do it. When you shake the Dalaminim, when you eat the matzah, when you blow the shofar, you're supposed to have Simcha. But it's not the same. In fact, I saw an unbelievable story in the Sefer Sipuri Chasidim by Rav Zevin, where he quotes an amazing story about Rav Meir Primishlana. Listen to this. He says, Rav Meir Primishlana was one of the great Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov's Yartzad is actually on Shavuos. So nice that we're quoting one of his Talmidim. But Rav Meir Primishlana had the following maisa happen to him. It was on Simchas Torah, in Primishlana, I guess. And his daughter got deathly ill. And he was in the middle of the Akafa. So one of the Talmidim comes running into the shul, and he says, Rebbe, you don't understand. This person is deathly, your daughter is deathly sick, you better go home. Don't worry, we're going to wait for the hakafas for you, but you better go home and check what's going on. Your daughter's deathly sick. It's not right that you're sitting and dancing the hakafas. You should really go home. So fine, he says he goes home. Azavat tzadik is beis hamedesh v'nichnas l'cheder shebo shachva bita hachola. Rameir Primishlana goes home, his daughter's deathly sick, and he goes into the room where she's sick. Hura'as hamatzav shela chazel beis hamedesh v'kara. He sees what's going on, and then right away he turns back to the beis hamedesh and he says as follows, Ribono shel olam. You asked me to go and blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I did what I was supposed to do. You asked me to fast on Yom Kippur. I did everything kedas kedin perfect. You asked me to sit in the sukkah. I sat the whole sukkah. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't even drink an ounce of water outside of the sukkah. You told me that I should say and have hakafas and dance levedik with the Torah. I should be excited about Simchas Torah. Meirul Sameach. Listen to this. V'hine, achshav asisa es bito shel Meirul Cholan. Now you decided, for whatever reason, that you're going to make my daughter sick, and you want to take her life away. U'meirul chayiv l'kabel zeh b'simcha. This part of life, I'm also mechuyev to be mekabel b'simcha, because this is the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval, he said, Ribono shel Olam, harei kasavta besorasecha sheim ma'arvin simcha besimcha. Ei ma'arvin simcha besimcha. How can I possibly be mekabel this gzeira ra? Kashem shemavarach alatov, kach mavarach alara. How can I be mekabel this besura about my daughter who's deathly ill on simchas Torah when I'm supposed to be mesameach with a different mitzvah? And then it says over here that the end of the story was he continued the hakafis and she got better and everything was fine. So he took it to an extreme. There's this Indian of being mesameach when you have a kiyum of all mitzvahs, and he said even when you're doing parts of life that aren't so exciting, even when you have someone sick in the house, you're also supposed to be mekabel b'simcha. But either way, we know certainly that there's this idea of being mesameach when one does mitzvahs. However, when you have the din of simcha satorah, that's not the same as simcha by other mitzvahs. Simcha by other mitzvahs, if you don't eat matzah b'simcha, you're mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? Yes, it's a hider mitzvah. It's more enhanced if you have simcha while you do it. But obviously, you're mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, even if you don't have simcha. If you do the dalet minim and you don't have simcha while you do it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Of course, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Does God want you to have simcha while you do it? Of course. But you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah even if you're an avil, even if you're sad, even if you're depressed, and you're not thinking excitedly about the mitzvah at all. However, when it comes to limud haTorah, it's completely different. One of the Rishonim writes, Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, writes as follows: Mitzvah halimud ikar hatzivoyu. The main purpose, the main goal, the thrust of Talmud Torah is kedei letzayir haemes ulehisaneg ulehisanos b'mada l'sameach levavo b'sichlo. The whole crux of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that we're supposed to enjoy ourselves as we do it. Simchas haTorah is not an outside factor like ba'achidas matzah, that you have to eat the matzah and then you also have to have simcha, which is an outside factor. No! Simchas haTorah is integral to the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the first place. Very similarly, the Avnei Nezer writes famously in his Hakdama to the Eglei Tal, Shamati mitzvahs b'nei adam toim. I hear about these foolish people who made a mistake. Miderech haseichel b'inyan limud haTorah. These people have a skewed perspective of what limud haTorah is. Va'amram, because they claim ki alomid mechadash chidusha mesameach mesanek b'limudo ain't ze limud haTorah kol kach lishma. People think, oh, if you say a good shiur, that's not Torah lishma. If you go to a shiur that you don't understand, you go to a shiur that's not exciting, that's Talmud Torah lishma. Says the Eglei Tal, it's fakir. Why? He says, he says, it's not true. He goes on to say, these people are so mistaken. Why? This is what Limud haTorah is supposed to be. If a person gets excited, if he loves the Torah that he learns, that's the only way it's going to permeate your existence. That's the only way it's going to make a difference in your life. If you actually enjoy what you're doing, it's only because we excitedly approach our Talmud Torah. That's the only reason why we end up becoming changed people after we learn Torah. And similarly, the Levush writes this as well. He says, "Ein hanas mitzvahs Talmud Torah derma l'shar mitzvahs she'esh b'hem hanah." This is not the same as having hanah by achilas matzah. By achilas matzah, if you don't have hanah, you're mekayim the mitzvah anyway. By Talmud Torah, if you don't have hanah while you learn, you are not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all, says the Levush. Exactly like the Agnei Tal says, the same as Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, because Torah is supposed to be Pukudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. It's not an outside factor. This is what Torah is all about, and that's what the Beis Yisrael taught us. This is why Yikuvu Yimei Avalavi. That's why Esav HaRasha was waiting until his brother died in order for him to be able to kill, for his father to die in order to be able to kill his brother. The Gemara says in the Darm Daf Pei Aleph, famous Gemara, Ama Avda Haaretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And it said, Shalul Nevi'im, and I asked the Chachamim, and nobody knew the reason until finally they went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchila, because they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah before they learned. So Rav Asher Weiss once pointed out the Ha'ara. Why does the Gemara say over here, Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchila? They didn't make a Baruch Hu before they learned. Why don't you say Shalom Baruch Hu Torah? If they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah in the beginning, they didn't make it at all. They were mezalzel on Birchas HaTorah. What do you mean Tchila? They didn't make it first. So he suggested the following explanation based on a story about Rav Yonasan Eibishitz. He said there was once a tkufa in Rav Yonasan Eibishitz's life where he would come into shul and the balabatim were sitting and listening quietly as he was beginning the psukah de zimra in the morning. So they hear him coming and he gets to the brichas hashachar and they hear him going through all the brachas and they hear that he misses out the brachas shalo sani goy. They thought maybe he made a mistake. They come the next day and they hear again. He says all the brichas hashachar, he skips shalo sani goy. So they thought, well, there's a lot of apikursus going on in the community. Maybe Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz is an undercover apikursus. Maybe he doesn't believe in this bracha of shalo sani goy. So what do they do? What do you do when you have an uncomfortable situation in the shul with the rabbi? You don't know what to do. So that's the job of the president. So he has to go to the rabbi and he says, Shuldik smear, but you know, we notice maybe there's a shtickle apikursus here. You're not saying the bracha shalos ani goy every day. What's happening? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz says, what kind of question is it? You know how excited I am every minute when I wake up out of bed, every morning when I get up. I can't wait till I get to shul to say shalos ani goy. I can't wait 5 minutes to say that bracha. I say that the minute I jump out of bed because I'm so excited from the minute I wake up to be an Eved Hashem. And that explained to Rav Asher Weiss is what it means over here. Shalai baruch ba Torah tchila doesn't mean they didn't say a berachas haTorah. Of course they said a berachas haTorah. They were makbid on everything. But tchila, they didn't realize that this is something you're supposed to be so excited about that it should push you to say it the minute you wake up. Why? Because how can I go 5 minutes without it? How can I go to shul and only then say the berachas haTorah? What do you mean? What about the 5-10 minutes? What about the half hour that I have before I go to shul? What about that? You're not going to think about Talmud Torah? You're not going to learn something? You're not going to say over a Dvar Torah? Of course you're going to. And that, he said, was the chisaron of that generation because shelo barcha b'Torah tchila, that they didn't have that excitement, that they didn't have that enjoyment, the simchas haTorah was lacking, and therefore the Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Just to add on to that, Rav Asher Weiss said on a different occasion, if you put the two things together, it's a very beautiful insight. And that is, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daftes, a different reason. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Says the Gemara, Gila Raya's Avodah Zarah Shvichas Damim. So how do you reconcile the two Gemaras? One Gemara says, Avodah Zarah Gila Raya's Shvichas Damim. The other Gemara says, Shalom Baruch HaBatara Tchila. Which one is it? Which one is it? How could it be both? Doesn't make sense. So Rav Asher Weiss explained as follows. Perhaps what it means over here, Shalom Baruch HaBatara Tchila on the one hand, and Alma Avda Haaretz, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Shalom Baruch HaBatara Tchila. But really, the other Gemara says it was, Avodah Zarah Gila Raya's Shvichas Damim. Explained to Rav Asher Weiss, maybe what it means is the following. We know that there was Avodah Zarah Gila Raya's Shvichas Damim going on. If that was happening in that generation, you don't have to go to the Nevi'im and ask them, why is the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed? We know why it's being destroyed. Look, there's Avodah Zarah Gila Raya's Shvichas Damim, the three Shalosh Averos Chamuros. Of course this is why you're going to have a destruction. However, the question was, not why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, but how in the world did we get to a point in history where we're violating the Shalosh Averos Chamuros? How's it possible? How's it possible that we're violating Avodah Zarah Gila Raya's Shvichas Damim? How'd we get to this? Shalu the Nevi'im, they went to the Nevi'im, they went to the Chacham, they asked everyone, how could it be that the Jewish people sunk so low to a level where they're violating the Shalosh Averos Chamuros, till finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shalom Baruch HaBatara Tchila. If you don't have an excitement, then your children are not going to pick up on the Talmud Torah, they're not going to be interested in learning, there's going to be no continuity, because if you as parents don't have an excitement in the learning that you do, why should our children want to follow us? There are many more exciting things out in the world, and that's how we lead ourselves into a position where ultimately our children are going to violate even Avodah Zarah Gila Raya's Shvichas Damim. It all starts because Shalom Baruch HaBatara Tchila, because we don't have an excitement in our Simchas HaTorah the way we're supposed to have. It's not an outside factor, like we said, the Levush and other Achronim say, it's not an outside factor. This is what Torah is all about. L'hisaneg al Hashem, it's supposed to be excited about the Torah. And just to close, I heard once a beautiful pshat, the Gemara has in Baba Basra Daf Ches, a whole discussion whether or not Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, the 8 Psukim, the last Psukim in the Torah, do we assume that that's considered a real part of the Torah or not? That's what the Gemara has a discussion. Moshe Rabbeinu Kasvam Bedema, the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them, not clear what it means, Bedema. Different Shatim, but the simple reading of the Gemara means he wrote them while he was crying. So the Gemara is not sure, does that really have a status of the rest of the Torah? Or do we say that that's a separate, lower level of Talmud Torah? It's a lower level of Sefer Torah. So I once heard a pshat that perhaps the reason why the Gemara is not sure is because Moshe Rabbeinu Kasvam Bedema. Moshe Rabbeinu was so sad when he was writing those psukim because he knew Moshe Meis. He knew that this was the end of his life. When you have Torah that's written in a sad fashion, when you have Torah that's read, that's learned, not with simcha, that cannot have the status of regular Sefer Torah. That cannot have the status of regular Talmud Torah. And perhaps that's why the Gemara has this suffix, that's why the Gemara has this discussion, whether the Shmona Psukim Sheba Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Bedema, when Moshe Rabbeinu was so sad, when he was so down on the fact that his life was over, his life of service to the Jewish people was ending, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu now, we're not sure, those last Psukim that he wrote, perhaps they don't have a real status of Talmud Torah, perhaps they don't have a real status of a Sefer Torah, because that was not learned, it was not written with the same enthusiasm, with the same simcha as the rest of the Torah was supposed to be written. So, when we come to the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Sator, we don't only ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the siyata d'shmaya that we should have a year full of learning, but we ask for a lot more than that. We ask Him, Harivna Hashem Elokeinu as Dibrei Seiros Chabafinu. We ask Him that He give us the excitement throughout the year, the enthusiasm that we should be able to get to our max. We should be able to maximize our potential in our Talmud Torah. We should be able to enjoy that experience, we should be able to always perpetuate that mission. That's the question. You have a Birchas HaTorah, and we have two themes in the bracha. Ha'arvna Hashem Elokeinu, and then we say, V'niyah Anachna V'tzetzayinu. What are the two bakashas? We never have two bakashas in the middle of a bracha. Perhaps the answer is, the only way, V'niyah Anachna V'tzetzayinu, the only way we're going to have a perpetual legacy of Lomdei Torah, of Talmidei Chachamim, is only if Ha'arvna Hashem Elokeinu. It's only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the blessing that we are going to be excited about the learning that we do, that we're going to find favor in the Torah that we learn, and only then will our children pick up on that. If we don't have the excitement, our children will find other exciting things to do. This is why we're mispallel on Shavuos specifically, in particular, when we have the Yom Tov of Kabbalah HaTorah, we need to ask for that extra special gift of Harivna Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashem should give us this great aspect of Simchas HaTorah, not only the ability to learn, but the ability to be excited, to be overjoyed about the great opportunity that we have to all be Lomdei HaTorah together and to grow Maila Maila in our Hasmada and in our Liman HaTorah as a community. Wish everyone a Gevaldike Yom Tov up ahead.